USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as the special counsel in the Russian probe has something to say about that investigation. Special counsel Robert Mueller is scheduled to make public remarks about the probe at this hour. Earlier today, before it was announced that Mueller would be speaking, special advisor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway was talking about that investigation.
We said no collusion for 2 years, and they couldn't take us at our word. We had to waste $40 million of taxpayer money, 22 months, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas, 1.4 million documents to come up with what we said all along.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. A huge tornado hammered northeast Kansas late yesterday, though it spared most of Kansas City, and no serious injuries or fatalities were reported. Today, the Mid-Atlantic runs a risk for very severe weather. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now says if he gets a chance, he'll push through a confirmation vote for a Supreme Court justice in 2020, even though it's an election year. In 2016, the Republicans shut down President Obama's nominee for the High Court, saying it was an election year. Former Vice President and presidential hopeful Joe Biden responding to jabs made by President Trump while he was on a state visit to Japan. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Biden campaign waited just minutes till after the president was back on U.S. soil to issue a statement in response to his praise for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's insult, saying Joe Biden was a low IQ individual. The campaign says the president's comment was beneath the dignity of the office. To be on foreign soil on Memorial Day and to side repeatedly with a murderous dictator against a fellow American and former vice president speaks for itself. The statement also accuses the president of exchanging love letters with Kim.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We told you about the severe weather that touched down in Kansas last night with a huge tornado not far from Kansas City. Some of those tornadoes also affecting Pennsylvania. Well, flooding continues along the Mississippi River as well. In fact, it's approaching historic levels in some stretches, already making history in others. The National Weather Service says flooding in at least 8 states is the longest lasting since the Great Flood of 1927. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris has a plan to protect abortion rights. Speaking at a town hall event last night in South Carolina, the California senator said her plan would require Justice Department approval for any new abortion law if a state had violated Roe v. Wade over the past 25 years. Harris said it's clear that a recent spate of anti-abortion laws is meant to challenge the Supreme Court decision that led to legalized abortion, and she said that's an attack on a woman's access to reproductive health care.
Are we going to go back to the days of back alley abortions? Women died before we had Roe v. Wade in place. And so I'm going to tell you, on this issue, I'm kind of done.
That town hall event was sponsored by MSNBC. And Mackenzie Bezos is pledging to give half of her $36 billion fortune to charity. The former wife of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos became the third richest woman in the world with her divorce settlement in April. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.